Shalom, today's daf yomi is Nida daf nun, Nida 50. And earlier we had learned in our Mishnah that the law with respect to food item, which a food item is capable of a contracting tumma and able to then transmit tumma to another food item. So we say with respect to certain food items, it needs to have the intent that it is a food item for a human being. But if it doesn't have the intent that it's a food item for a human being, then it's not going to be considered to be a food item. So comes along Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, says the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Olashin, which is a bitter type of vegetable, which actually, according to the Talmud Pesachim, is one of the vegetables that can be used to fulfill the obligation of Marah on Pesach. But there's a bitter type of vegetable, maybe sometimes translated as an endive, which can be planted for either an animal or a human. So if the intent was Shazar Mitchila Labahema, if the intent was that it was supposed to be planted for the intent that an animal would eat it, and then afterwards the person regretted it and he changed his mind from Nim Lachalayan Adam, and he changed his mind from it being planted for a animal and he now intends it to be eaten by a human being, under those conditions we say Tzrichos Machashava. Under those conditions, that we say that there needs to be intent that it's for a human, but that intent can only take a place. The intent needs to be made after it is removed from the ground. And only afterwards do we say that the intent matters, that it, in order to make it tamei for a food item. Only if the intent was after it was removed from the ground, if the person changed the intent, doesn't matter. But as long as a person didn't have any intent about it after it was removed from the ground, then we don't consider it like it's a food item for a person, because when it was planted as a food item for an animal. So therefore, it's not going to be able to receive tumma and transmit the tumma. So therefore, the Gemara says this position of Rabbi Yochanan must be of the position that kasavar machshavas chibor loshma machshava. He must be of the position that any intent that you have while it's still connected to the ground is not going to be considered intent. And so therefore the intent needs to be had for this item only once it was removed from the ground. So Amarava Afanan Nami Tanina. Rava says, indeed, we learned this same item, because we learned in a Mishnah that there are Shlosha Asar Dvarim Namru B'Nivlas Ov Tahar. It says in the Mishnah in Taharos, chapter 1, Mishnah 1, that there were 13 items that were said about a kosher bird that became a carcass, that it wasn't slaughtered properly. V'zeh echad mehen, and this is one of the 13, that a carcass tzricha machshava. The carcass requires, and nevela requires, that a person will have considered it to be a food item. And only then will we say that it transmits tumma, and be able to make food and liquid tame if they touch it. However, without this intent, it's not going to be able to receive tuma, because we say most people don't eat it. And it doesn't, therefore, it doesn't even have the tuma of a carcass, because a nevelas oaf, a bird, does not acquire the tuma of a carcass, only the person who eats it at the moment they swallow it. And so therefore, and then the braisa continues, ve'ina tzricha hechsher. And not only that, it doesn't require liquid to be poured on it in order for it to contract tuma through water like all other food items. And so therefore that is the principle. So we see from here that you need intent on it once it's been killed. Once it died, so we see from here, Alma Machashevas Chayim Oshama Machsheva, that while it's alive, since it was not intended to be eaten in that manner, so therefore, that was not considered a Machsheva. So we don't care about the Machsheva, the thought, the intent, while it's still alive. And so therefore, we see from here that Machshevas Chibur is not considered to be Machsheva, that the thought item that it was connected is not going to be considered to be a thought item. And so do we say this about the animal as well while it's alive? So Rabbi Zera rejects this. Rabbi Zera says, no, what we're talking about here in this situation is a begozel shenafal menarum haskinam. We're talking about a baby bird that fell down from the rooftop, and meaning to say that before it could fly, it fell down and died. And we're speaking about here, in this situation, is that the bird was not known to us, so therefore there was no intent on it until it died. So that it wasn't in front of us for us to be able to have the intent to eat it. So Amar Le Abaya, Abaya heard this answer of Rabbi Zera, which rejects the commonality between Rabbi Yochanan's position and the Mishnah, and Abaye said that there was a situation with a Tarnagolas Shebi Yavne. What would be the law with respect to the hen of Yavne, which Chachamim say is able to be to acquire Tumah, because the non-Jews were thought to eat it. Ma'iko Amemer. So how would you explain your answer in this situation? Because this Tarnagol is going to be considered to be a food item. So why under these circumstances, where they thought to eat it, would it not be considered food? So so Rabbi Zera said to Abaye, Tarnagol Barahavi. This Tarnagol that was there, that was from the type of Tarnagol that are called Tarnagol Habar, that they don't grow in domesticated, and so therefore a person needs to have intent in order to eat it. So they started laughing at him. Achiku Alai. They started laughing at him, and they said, Tarnagola bara of tamehu. That's a non-kosher bird, and a non-kosher bird is not mitame. So Abai said, Gavaraba amar milsa. If a great person says something, otachiku alai. Don't laugh at him, because we're talking about a Tarnagolas that rebelled. My bra de ivrei mimara, that it went out into the wilderness. But we see from here a basic principle that Abai says is gavra rabba amar milsa lo tachiko away, that if a great person says something, you should never laugh at a great person, and you shouldn't laugh at anybody, and for sure not a great person.